The funding for both projects came from the district's Urban Open Space Matching Grant Program, with strong support from both the district board and Executive Director Bill Keen.
In both cases, they serve areas that have significant populations of underserved residents. In the Moreland case, you're down by the southern end of the Roseland area. Also, the site of the Andy Lopez Memorial, and it's just a really great opportunity for the district to help fund that. The other project there on Sebastopol Road, that's a great project that will open up the Roseland community to the Joe Rodota Trail and provide a community gathering space in a very underserved community.
The Moreland Park, often referred to as the Andy Lopez Memorial Park, is still mostly conceptual right now, but County Regional Parks Director Carol Hart had sought the grant to help move that project forward.
We had applied for a matching grant of $1.1 million. But because we don't even have an agreement to buy the property, much less specific plans on how it could be developed, they felt that a little bit less was appropriate, and they recommended $466,667 for acquisition and limited planning work.
Hart says negotiations with the owner are positive and ongoing, while constrained by the county's legal obligation to pay no more than the appraised value of the land. So it's complicated.
Because of the nature of the situation and because of the area, there really isn't any other park that I think would fit the bill. This has issues that are concerning. For example, it's in a tiger salamander area, so that needs to be addressed. But one thing I think everyone can agree on is that there should be a park there.
The rebuilding of the largely abandoned Roseland Shopping Center is much farther along, although there are still a lot of details to be filled in. John Haig is Capital Programs Manager for the Sonoma County Community Redevelopment Commission, which now owns the 7-acre property. He points to the 2007 Sebastopol Road Urban Vision Plan as their general outline.
That plan, specifically for our parcel, envisions mixed-use development, retail, commercial, perhaps business use, affordable housing, and the creation of a public space. Originally, it was anticipated to be a quarter-acre or a half-acre space, but we've committed to a 1-acre parcel, which will be dedicated in perpetuity to the public use.
It was that aspect of the project that drew a $500,000 grant from the Open Space District. Some of those funds will support the eventual development of that yet-to-be-designed public space, which could become a park, a plaza, or something else. But some, Haig adds, may help with setting up interim uses at the property in the short term.
In the next 90 days, we will be demolishing most of the buildings on the site, not the Dollar Tree, but the vacant buildings, to prepare the site for interim public use. So what's going to happen is we're going to start a series of public meetings. We hope to have the next one in late September to talk about interim use on the property once the demolition is done, and to talk about what does that public space look like? How do we shape it in a way that makes it most useful and valuable to the community?
Those two projects account for roughly a third of the Open Space District's urban matching grants for 2014. Since 1997, when it began, the program has allocated more than $30 million to other city-based projects. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.